Hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion. So thankful that you've chosen to join us today here on the Drivecast. Hey, we're going to be in Ruth once again. I know we kicked off the Now Playing This series. We also finished the book of Ruth at Marion. And I want to read verses 9 and 10 from chapter 4 of the book of Ruth. Verses They say this, "Then Boaz said to the elders and all the people, 'You are witnesses this day that I have bought from the hand of Naomi all that belonged to Elimelech and all that belonged to Chilion and Mahlon. Also Ruth the Moabite, the widow of Mahlon, I have bought to be my wife, to perpetuate the name of the dead in his inheritance, and the name of the dead, may not be cut off from among his brothers and from the gate of his native place. You are my witnesses this day.'" So the reason I want to key in on this is this concept of a name being cut off. There's a lot of context that goes into understanding the property rights that ancient Israelites had during the entering of the promised land. God portioned out sections of the land to 11 of the 12 tribes of Israel, minus the tribe of Levi. They were the priests, and so they are provided for by the rest of the tribes. Anyway, if you are of, say, the tribe of Judah, as Elimelech and his sons were, and therefore then Naomi and Ruth, you had a certain portion of land that God had assigned to the tribe of Judah. And therefore then, as long as you could trace your familial lineage back to Judah, then you had a right to the inheritance of that land. Now, if your name then got cut off, if it got forgotten, if it was no longer remembered, if you walked away from your inheritance, as we talked about last week, and then your sons tragically died, and then you had no kinsman redeemer willing to buy back perhaps what you had leased out to strangers, what that could mean is that your family line is cut off. Therefore then future generations perhaps that quote unquote pop up, they don't have the ability to prove their inheritance. Therefore then their name is cut off. It's not remembered. And so it's a fascinating thing, and it brings to mind what the Apostle Paul says in the book of Ephesians. If we remember just who we are and what we are spiritually, I think it's incredibly important and incredibly helpful. Ephesians 2:12 says, "Remember that at that time you were separated from Christ, excluded from the citizenship of Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise. You were without hope and without God in the world." So it sounds a little bit like being cut off, right? And that's what sin does to us. It cuts us off from relationship with God. It cuts us off from being able to be in the presence of God. Sin separates us from God, plain and simple. The wages of sin, the result of sin, the fruit of sin is death. We're cut off. And like Boaz, who stands in front of the everybody he can and says, "I will redeem this family. I will redeem this person. I will buy back them." What Jesus does is he stands before the heavenly realms and he says, "I will buy this one. I will buy the one who responds to me in faith. I will pay for the sin penalty that they have incurred. I will purchase the cost, the debt that their sin has created. I will buy them, and their name will be remembered. Their name will be written where? In the book of life." And I just love the way in which the scriptures constantly, no matter where we are, if you're in the Levitical law, the scripture points us to Christ. If you're in Ruth chapter 4, the scripture points us to Christ. If you're in Ephesians 2:12, of course, the scriptures point us to Christ. And so with that in mind, one of the points I had a couple of weeks ago, I think, was God has seen us. Have we seen him? Do we see him? Do we see the ways in which he works in so many different ways, in so many different areas, in so many infinite things in the everyday of our lives? Have we paused and remembered that at one time we were cut off, we were separated, without a hope, Jesus has become the only hope that we must cling to in faith. And so would that be an encouragement to you today? I hope so. It's an encouragement for me. I do want to say thanks for joining us on the Drivecast today. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Let's go ahead and pray just toward what it is we read and thought about this morning. Father, thank you that you hear us in prayer. Thank you that passages like Ruth chapter 4, verses 10, 11, and 12 remind us of how we were at once cut off, just as Ephesians 2 says. But Jesus, you've redeemed us. You are a great and powerful one and only Redeemer. And work in us, Lord, the ability to worship you and praise you and have our lives totally and wholly devoted to your will, so that you might be glorified in all that we do, say, and think. Lord, we need you. We love you. We come to you, Father, because of your Son, Jesus. Amen.